7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock Wednesday, middle of the week, June 7th. And the last check was 51 degrees on our way to about 75. And a lot of people are acting shocked. They're from around the country. They're not listening to this program. Long ago, we said the only answer, it seems, would be if the PGA and LIV would get together and work together to benefit all of golf. Well, that's what's going to happen. I predicted it and suggested it, but I didn't know it would happen like this because, frankly, it almost looks like, just saying, LIV used their billions to buy the PGA. We'll get an informed opinion from our WJR sports analyst extraordinaire. I know Sean will weigh in too, Mr. Steve Courtney. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning to you, Dub. Sean, hello again, everyone. This conversation brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford. It is time to root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. My good friend Matt Garko, along with Bill Brown Ford's True View Inventory, are digging into the batter's box. Bill Brown Ford hitting for the cycle each and every day. Shop their True View Inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. Yeah, fellas, it was about 24 hours ago we found out in short order that the PGA Tour had indeed agreed to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf in a deal that would see the two groups squashing their pending litigation and move forward as a larger golf enterprise. Well, the feedback has been rather loud. as a matter of fact, there are many wondering out loud whether or not PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan can survive this. It has been all over the internet. There was a players-only meeting to have taken place yesterday at 4 o'clock at the RBC Canadian Open. Ironically enough, fellas, it was 1 year ago at the RBC that Jay Monahan, PGA Tour Commissioner, sat down with the legendary Jim Nantz during the coverage of that tournament. And Jay Monahan was very forceful, using 9/11 to shame players for taking that, blood money, if you will. So here we are 1 year later, and now the two groups have merged. And
I'm glad that, listen, Steve, I just want to say I'm so glad that, like, a lot of people are angry, as you've indicated, and like the guy at Front Page USA Today, frauds, all of them. Well, whatever. At least they're not saying it's a merger of equals, because it isn't.
Well, here's the thing. We're not going to figure out anything until 2024. And this is going to be a very interesting scenario, because now both sides are going to be stewing. One side perhaps will be gloating. And there's a couple things here. As you alluded to, Paul, this public investment fund of Saudi Arabia has an endless, and clearly, an endless vat of cash. As a matter of fact, according to reports, they are going to invest billions of new capital into this new entity. That being said, terms of the deal were not disclosed. But maybe the PGA Tour, and I'm just throwing this out, maybe Jay Monahan and others within the PGA Tour took it upon themselves and said, look, we've got this litigation. The Saudis have all this cash. We have a little, clearly not as much. And then there was a lot of ripples after Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship. I think that figured in to the move going forward. Sean, you agree with that?
Steve, this is open to so much speculation now. I mean, I think the suddenness, you talked about it, the suddenness that it came out of nowhere, it caught a lot of guys off guard, guys that had really been outspoken in their utter disdain and contempt for the golfers that went to the LIV and, of course, both the LIV itself. So the speculation has been open. Does this mean that, you know, there were litigation problems, that it looked to be headed somewhere? let the speculation begin. I think, Steve, the shocking suddenness of it all is what really boggles the mind.
How do you feel if you're one of the players? Let's just use Tiger Woods as an example, who patriotically turned down $700 million that now he realizes he could have gotten, and just a few months later been having this, the PGA and LIV merged, and they're all one, kumbaya. He could have had $700 million more dollars in his pocket. I'd be
well,
a little
and
upset.
Then there's the great Swedish player, Henrik Stenson, who had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, that being the captain of the European Ryder Cup team. Once he jumped to LIV, that was taken away from him. So here's a guy who was going to be on top of a pretty high mountain for a minute, and he was not allowed to do that. And now these two groups are together. It is interesting to note, and by golly, I will, the board of directors of this new commercial entity is going to include PIF's governor, Yasir Al-Ramayan. He is going to be chairman. Jay Monahan is listed as the chief executive officer. There is also going to be a PGA Tour policy board member. His name is Jimmy Dunn. Now, this is probably one of the more shocking things in the aftermath of this deal. Apparently, Greg Norman, who was the face of LIV, didn't even know that this merger was going down. So, as it looks, he is going to be on the outside looking in as this new venture moves forward.
Just be interested, and you'll be able to find this out for us. It'd be very interesting to see what Monahan's, that's his name, right, Monahan?
Yes.
What his salary is today, and then what it will be in the new entity. That'll be fascinating,
well,
I think.
You know, 99.9% of the time, decisions are made worldwide. And what's it all about? Money. And, you know, we'll see. It is going to be interesting, the effect this has on Jay Monahan moving forward. Because, again, at that players-only meeting yesterday afternoon at the RBC Canadian Open, things got a little bit heated.
Well, we'll look for his golden parachute then and see how much that is. But they had to get together. It was not good for golf fighting each other and having some of the best players out of the PGA now they're together. Steve Courtney, Sean Boligian, right here on the Paul W. Smith Show.